Right.
Fine, fine, fine. Fine. Lovely, lovely. Oh, fine.
Good, thank you.
How are you?
Good.
All right.
Approve the meeting. Yeah, minutes of the June 11th and June 14th together. So move, Carl. Second.
Jeanette. Second.
Any discussions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 224. Move it. All right. This is to rescind the resolution of 410, December 6th, and authorizing Ulster County to pay for the cost of election expenses, thereby relieving the various municipalities responsibility for payment. Moved by Jim. Any second? Oh, John, you second it?
Yeah.
Okay. Discussion? No discussion? I'm definitely a no against this for many reasons and also financial reasons. We can get into Bob on and on, but just I'm stating why very quickly. Carl?
I agree. I think maybe we should see how things settle paying for safety net next year and finish with that before we kick on any newer big expenditures. Maybe next year. I don't know.
Well, I just think it's a county obligation. Very clearly says that in the law. Didn't make it 2 years ago. It's back again today. You may say you take it out of one pocket and put it in another. This is. I've gone back through a lot of comments from this body about unfunded mandates, and this is an ultimate unfunded mandate that we're throwing to the towns. And I have to tell you that I just wish sometimes somebody would say, look, I only say I'm against unfunded mandates just because it sounds nice to the community, but I really support unfunded mandates. And then you can live with it a little bit. But it's very easy to vote against this. I just like it to get to the floor, to be quite frank with you, and let the legislators decide, not just the committee. But it's nice to say, let the towns worry about it in their budget. We don't want to. Well, they have their own struggles to make their budgets balance. And here's something that's not their obligation. They have nothing to say about it. No opinions about it. And I think most of the towns, quite frankly, in the next week or so are going to pass resolutions in favor of it, which is meaningless in a sense. You know, it's all sort of window dressing. But I'd like it to get to the floor.
Jonah, I talking about unfunded mandates and, you know, funding mandates and so forth and so on. You know, I think every legislator has problems with the, you know, mandates that don't come with any cost or any revenue that come with it. I think when this was done in Albany, I know it was done in Albany, that some of the legislation basically said that, this was going to have no bearing on the counties. This was all going to be done in other ways. It was passed down. Actually, even the local law said it was passed down through the municipalities, and it was a pass-through through the county. So we are not I like to make that very clear that we're not saying that this is a mandate that we're proposing. The state proposed this. And if you look at the legislation, it actually says in there that it's a town cost that's passed through the county. I would love to sit here and give the towns all sorts of monies. Unfortunately, we have to be responsible to the taxpayers of Ulster County, too, and, you know, the county taxpayers. And, you know, we have done a major step regarding safety net. We'll take the third leg of that next year. It's going to be substantial, and each year it's been increasing. I don't know the numbers I have seen and the numbers that are reported to me. We're behind our revenues that are coming in at this point. And, you know, to sit here today and say, let's try to do this, I think what Carl hit the nail on the head, you know, if you want to consider this later in the year when we know what our finances are really, then maybe it's a time to take a look at it and an option at that point. But I think right now, and I hope I'm wrong regarding next year's monies, but I think we're going to have some difficulties financially. So in saying that, I don't want to mislead you or anybody else. I'm totally against it at this point.
And that's fine. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jeanette.
That's all right. Well, first off, I would have loved to see my resolution come to the fore, but the laws and rules thought it was complete nonsense to ask the state to take over a mandate that they're putting on us. The state declares how you run elections. We don't. The county doesn't. That's a fact. So I would have liked to see mine, but also that a lot of people, I guess, were so concerned about what it was going to cost the state, who happens to have a $3 billion surplus. And it was the same with safety net. It's a state mandate. Pass it on to us. You know, pass on to a town. You know, it's about time we stand up and, you know, put the pressure where it belongs. It belongs on the state, not the county. And, yes, I made the comment. It makes no sense to me, personally. It's my opinion, most humble opinion. If I'm a taxpayer in the city of Kingston, and I'm paying, by the way, not the full share of elections, Dutchess County charges back the full cost of their elections. Ulster County doesn't. We passed the added expense of HAVA. Mm-hmm. Our budget is over $1 million, I believe, for the Board of Elections. But having said that, it just seems irresponsible to me, as I was going to say, if I'm a taxpayer in the city of Kingston, and part of that is going toward the share of whatever their election cost is, I'm going to be the same taxpayer in the county.
Mm-hmm.
So how you justify putting a resolution in for the county to take it over, and you refuse to even address or support a resolution that at least says to the state, hey, you know, it's about to, you got a $3 billion surplus. Help us out here. So so for that reason, and again, safety net costs, by the end of next year, this county will have taken over $12 million worth of town and city costs. I'd love to see how, you know, some of the towns gave themselves raises. Isn't that wonderful? Sure, give them another break. You know, give them another break. And in the meantime, if we don't keep our 2% property tax increase, the backdoor mandate that the state passed, if you don't keep your budget at 2%, your property owners in your area do not get a tax, a rebate. So for all those reasons, I am dead set against it. Again, I would have at least, since it's an election year, it would have been nice to see if maybe we could have put some pressure on our state representatives to at least commit to fighting for us up at the state legislature. And by the way, the law which I passed to everybody at the last conversation we had with this clearly states right at, what got me is the line that said, no cost to the state. Nice. All the sponsors, you know, Assembly McHale was one of them. No cost to the state. And actually would not be a cost to the county budget per se, because you could pass it on to your town. You know, so, like I said, I'm dead set against it.
John?
Just quickly, Dutchess County used to pay all of the expenses until about 8 or 10 years ago, when Bill Steinhaus figured out a way and he can move a certain percentage of his revenue off of his budget and onto the towns, and they passed it. Mm-hmm. So the towns could take it over. And they weren't happy, but, you know, they had the votes, and the legislature just passed it on. They paid it all. Now, the law clearly states all expenses incurred under this chapter, it's the chapter about the Board of Elections and elections, of counties outside of the city of New York shall be a charge against the county. Now, it does go on later on to say the caveat. You can pass it on to the towns if you want. And none of that's in dispute. It's just a question of whether we think that the town should be paying it, but paying for something that they have nothing to say about, no influence over, no input in. And so... That's fine. Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Carl, Jim.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, this has been an issue that's been one of my passions dating all the way back to 2010. It's in print. The town of Ulster has passed a resolution.
You're paying for all the costs? Thanks, Jim, for the home.
Well, who wouldn't? What town wouldn't? I mean, wouldn't
what I'm saying is, no, they already passed it. I've already been, this has been in print with my name on it since 2010. And for the record, and Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't, the tax cap does not affect the counties until the 2015-16 budgets. It's the school districts for this year.
Our 15 budget.
Yeah, so our
15 budget.
This coming up.
That's right, yeah.
Right.
It was my understanding the school district was for this year, then the county.
Their budget, they just did. So our 15 budget will be under impact.
Yep. As I said, this has been a passion of mine, and it isn't right now.
Yeah, actually, if I could just, you mind?
Hold on, we have Carl first. Carl?
No, I just wanted to, you know, reiterate that this county executive, since I've been on this legislature, has made dramatic shifts in some of the costs of county government and town government. I think we're doing a good job with taking over safety net. Maybe if we can just wait until next year, the towns are getting some relief. Next year, they're going to be totally out of the safety net. I know for my town, I believe it's a little over $100,000 a year. They already have budgeted their election costs for, or they are going to for the next year. So I don't think that we're strangling the towns. I do feel that our government has gone through drastic changes in how money is spent and who's spending the money. If you want to talk about mandates, we've got plenty of mandates. And if we take this over, how are we going to keep, how is this government going to stay below the 2% tax cap? Why don't we wait till next year when the safety net levels off, see how the towns feel? Because has anybody asked the towns how they feel about the incurring these costs? I mean, back in 2007, when this the first resolution came,
I don't think we have to ask, but I think we're very happy we incurred that cost.
I mean, I was on the town board.
Well, if we could go to the floor, we might find out how the towns feel.
Well, we know how the town. What, I mean, that. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, but I mean, for anybody here to sit that a supervisor is in the town isn't going to say, "Oh, thank you." You know, I mean, come on. We know that they're all going to support it. We know that the pressure is going to be on a lot of legislators. I understand that. But I was elected as a county legislature to do what's in the best interest of county property taxpayers, and that's what I'm doing, particularly with this 2% cap. And I just would like to conclude by saying, Ulster County government has nothing to do with elections. It is dictated by the state, the process. You know, we don't decide any. You have two commissioners over there. We don't go over there and have any input about what they do or what they say, you know, except vote on their budget.
Anybody else around the table? Tracy?
Yeah, I just, I have, last time this was up too, I had mixed feelings, but I'm concerned about moving this forward now in advance of seeing where we're at with the budget. Echoing some of what I've heard around the table and the fact that we're in the process of the safety net takeover as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm not prepared to support it at this time.
I just want, you know, every legislator to be aware that the no matter what you hear or read, I think you get a better understanding if you read what the numbers and facts are regarding what the real numbers of Ulster County are right now. It's not a very rosy picture halfway through this 2014 year. Hopefully things will change around the next 6 months, but unfortunately I'm not sure that's going to happen. And there again, you know, we're going to have substantial costs next year with safety net, various contracts that will be, you know, expending that we already committed to. So I think we better be a little cautious on how we proceed in 2015, especially between now and the time we passed our budget. So saying all that, I have some reservations, like I stated earlier. But, John, I'm not saying this is not something I would consider beyond the 2015 year, but at this point, I cannot, in my own conscience, feel correct in proceeding with this.
I just, Ken? Just an important discussion to have, and it's one I remember very well. Prior to 2005, the towns across New York State were responsible for the elections, and they paid for the elections. So in 2005, it was Chapter 180 of the laws of 2005. I was the legislative director for the State Association of Counties back in 2005. And this law was passed in Albany where they took the cost from the towns and they shifted it to the counties, and they consolidated election expenses at the county. And they shifted, so the state shifted the cost from the town budget to the county budget. Okay? And at that time, I was lobbying in the state capitol how this was a dramatic impact on counties around the state. And the sponsors of the law pointed to a very specific provision in that law that created a chargeback that said, and it says right in the bill memo, I can share it with any member of the committee that wants it, I have it in my files, it says there will be no impact on counties as this law gives them the ability to apportion those costs back to their towns and villages. So this law was passed in Albany with the notion that these costs have traditionally been in the town budget. If the county wants to, it can keep those costs in the town budget. This legislature, I think, made a really smart decision at the time, is that, again, there are other counties like Dutchess that passes all of the costs onto the towns. What this county did back when you made the policy decision in 2006 is that you decided, you know what, it would be unfair to shift all the costs down the town. So you basically sent that incremental cost as it relates to the Help America Vote Act back to the town. So it's really a smaller, much smaller piece of the overall election expense, which you do have the authority under state law to apportion back to the towns and villages, and which it didn't. So, and again, I'll note, back when I was at NYSAC, and I can share this with the committee, in 2006, at the time, there were probably a handful of counties that charged back costs to elections. In 2006, Ulster and 32 other counties began shifting portion of the cost back to towns because of this new state law that put the burden on the counties. And then today, practically every county in the state apportions these costs back to the towns and villages as allowed, is provided for in state law.
Hi, John.
Just quickly, I was election commissioner back then, and it was never a situation where they said there will be no impact to the counties. Everybody knew what was going to happen. Number one, before 2005, the towns decided how much they would pay their inspectors and who they would hire. They can't do that anymore. The towns own their own machines. Now the county owns the machines. The towns have no choice as to whether a machine can be used or not. It's a state law. The county government is nothing more than an extension of the state. That's all we are. So it's very disingenuous to say there was not going to be any impact on the counties. The state, through the HAVA money, bought the machines. The county decides where they're going to vote. The polling places are going to be. The towns have no say at all anymore.
And you know that's true in a way, but in another way, it's not. I know the election inspectors have talked to the towns regarding polling places, if they're needed, not needed, where they are. What's that suited, so forth and so on. So there is cooperation between the townships and the county regarding that, right, Vic? And also, too, let's not go back 10, 15 years. Let's start, you know, right here. I understand. But I totally understand. I mean, we can't change what happened yesterday. What we can do is deal with what's happened today forward.
That's
so
correct.
Let's stay with that point. One more comment, and then we're going to go. Bert?
And I'll be quick, too.
That's enough.
Just to verify your thoughts on revenues this year, I just met with a county clerk 2 hours ago who informed me she's 23% down in her recording revenues. She has no control of that. That's just the nature of it. And I'm expecting this year we're going to have upwards of $7 million deficit. That's what I'm projecting right now. Are things going to get better? I don't know. But
$7
million. Yeah. Cool. And, it's an estimate based on what I have now.
All right. Well, I think
just
everybody
to make you aware of that.
I think everybody, you know, has their own comments. There again, let's bring it up for a vote and let's move forward. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? All right. 236. How about 36, 37, 234 is not here.
234 is for discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry. 234 for discussion only. Sorry. 234. It's setting a public hearing amending Local Law 5, requiring regulations requiring the sale of motor vehicle fuels to establish certain consumer protection practices in Ulster County. To be held on August 19, 2014 at 7 p.m. Somebody move it? Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Is it for discussion only right now?
Discussion only, yep. We vote on it?
No.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, is it the same as what we
had? It's the same as what we had did, yeah, a while ago,
it's
yeah.
The same as the original.
Yes.
No,
it's not? What's the difference?
It's the same as the original.
As original as the pre-amendment.
Before all the amendments were
made. Yeah.
Okay.
Enough discussion?
Well, I mean, do we want to discuss it?
We're not going to vote on it. I prefer not to. I mean, not that the...
just a public hearing.
Yeah. It's just
but it's only discussion. We're not voting on it.
A lot of resolutions to
do. Yeah. Well, let me ask a question. Why it's only why is it only discussion only?
Didn't pass
rules yet. Okay.
But I don't think it needs discussion. We've already been
through. We already voted on it. Voted on it.
No, not this one.
Well, with the amendments we have.
Yeah.
Okay. Understand.
I'm sure you'll pass the amendment.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, I'm sure we'll deal with it in appropriate time. 236, 7, 8 through 49.
No, you can't. You can only do 6 and 7 right now. 38 has an amendment that has to be drawn.
Okay, so 38's withdrawn from that. 236 through 249, minus 238.
So moved.
Move to bunch them. Yep, block them. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Now on the resolutions.
Move.
Second. Any discussions? 249 minus 238. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution 238, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter agreement with the City of Kingston for environmental education program summer youth. Move it. We got to make an amendment.
CJ? I'll move it, yeah.
Second. The amendment is the dollar amount is being changed from. What did I say?
238.
And Jeanette. Huh? All right, what's the amendment? It's going to be what? 11,000?
10,200 instead of 11,000.
11,000, 15,000.
No, the in the text of it, the sum at the end is correct. In the text of it, there's 11,000.
Okay, yeah.
That get changed to 10,200.
The third whereas is 11,000. It's going to be changed to 10,000.
$200.
TJ, make that form of amendment.
But that is correct.
It's the same, right. Yes.
Yeah, it was just a typo.
Yeah. Okay, move it.
Move, Jeanette?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor with the change? So the final resolution? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All
right.
250, amending Ulster County State of Office of Children and Family Services Resource Allocation Program, amending 2014 Ulster County budget. Moved by?
I move.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
251, creating one full-time position, amending the Ulster County County Budget Veterans Service Agency.
I'll
second.
Discussion?
I have a question.
Yes?
For Mr. Cornell?
Sure.
So right now, since the charter was revoked, and this is in the administrative code that there should be a deputy director, there hasn't been one.
There hasn't been one in years.
Right. So what's changed that we need one now, besides that we have this new resident?
That's a big piece of it. The outreach needs of the department have risen pretty considerably, especially now that we're doing the homeless veteran services. This position we have at the set, so it'll start September 1st. So, and we'll pay for it through balance of the year using savings in the payroll account. Last year, if the Ways and Means Committee remember, we added $200,000 to the Veterans Division's budget to deal with the finalization of the Veterans House and the programming. We have savings there for next year because we were able to strike a deal on the programming so that there is no additional cost to the county for the operations of the facility. So between this position and then some others.
There's no further.
The contract we have with the organization Soldier On is providing the service at the Veterans Homeless Shelter. There is no county cost for that, for the operation of the facility. We're only paying, you know, for the lights, heat, you know, the basic carrying cost of the building. But as far as the staffing, the food, the any programming, case management, the county doesn't have to contribute to those expenses. They're able to access federal veterans dollars for those services. So,
was this a request that came from the director?
Yes, it went through. This went through committee last week. The director of the committee.
Yeah, you know, it's just for birthday. We're looking at a $7 million deficit next year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is only maybe with benefits $70,000 a year or something. But I don't know. I know a lot of people are doing a lot more work with less staff, and not to take anything away from the Veterans Administration, but our Veterans Department has been doing the job okay up till now. I was wondering if we could get more clarification as to why we need this.
The answer is that it's a very, very small office. There's a director, a clerical person, and one officer. There's two other people. One is does the payroll and then there's one other veteran services person.
So then you have bus drivers.
Part-time bus drivers. So.
Just a quick question. Was that in the original proposal that there would be, in developing the house and renovating it, that there would be a manager hired?
This position is not a manager for the house.
You mentioned because of the house you were doing it.
Again, this is part of that.
So is that part of the original proposal?
No.
Thank you.
This is for an expansion of the veterans outreach services that's part and parcel to the new work we're working with homeless veterans.
Ken, what happens if this position is not funded?
What do you mean it is not funded?
We don't
vote for it.
If you do not vote tonight, then there won't be a position.
I know, but how would that affect the agency?
It's going to impact the agency.
In which way?
We've taken on a lot more responsibility through our expanded programming. We want to make sure we're able to meet that demand.
So. Mm-hmm.
And just so I understand, the organization, they do the administration of the home?
They do the staffing of the of managing of the residents.
Screening, somebody needs medical attention or whatever issues there may be.
But they're able to pay for that through their veterans fund.
Get funding on from the other side.
Federal VA fundings, yes.
Yep.
Yep. Again,
Carl?
I just want you to understand, I'm just asking the question. I'm not trying to be argumentative.
Listen, Carl, I think it's a fairly fair question. And in fact, just to give you kind of a preview, of where we are next year with the veterans budget. Again, as you recall, I mentioned we put $200,000 in the budget last year when we did veterans. We know that we've had an increased demand for the burial costs. So you're going to see probably an escalation in our costs for the veterans cemetery, both the fees for the plots and also for the indigent burials. You'll see an increase in the budget for that next year. You'll see this position as well. So that'll be the main. But again, since we had funds in that would be of a one-time basis, there will be likely a slight reduction in the overall budget.
I actually didn't ask my question. I was just wanting to make sure that you knew I wasn't being argumentative. My other question now is that this position was created and it's a non-competitive civil service position, right? So that goes to an appointment, or how is this going to be?
It'll be an appointment. It'll likely be advertised.
All right. Yeah. Advertised, interviews, appointment by the county
exec. But the appointing authority is is the Director of Veterans Affairs.
Okay, and then approved by the legislature.
You only approve the Director of the Department of the Head.
Well, I didn't realize that there wasn't a deputy there, truthfully. So quite frankly, this isn't one place where I'm going to be concerned about putting another employee. I think it's needed, and it should have been there. And there's a lot of veterans that go through that agency. I personally, on a number of occasions, called on behalf of other veterans, one in particular, who needed a very serious operation. and he didn't quite know what to do. And I called the veterans office and our county office, and lo and behold, less than a month, he was up in Albany having the operation that he needed. So maybe we need to do a little more reaching out to the veterans and let them know what's available to them.
Oh yeah, I think we.
Maybe that's what
TJ,
that
you heard him?
Individual can do.
I thought you were holding your pen up.
No, my hands up.
TJ, I'm sorry.
You know, we all like to stand on the street corner and say we're in favor of the vets, and you know, and all of that, and that's good. And so, you know, this is a no-brainer. You know, but yet we never worry about where the money's coming for social services or anything else. These are the vets. You know, let's take care of them. We shouldn't even be having this discussion how much it costs. We'll find the money somewhere.
Mary Beth?
Thanks, TJ. I'm glad I went after you.
Whoa.
Can you just clarify why up at the top it says 41,528 and then on the bottom it's 22,400?
That's a half year versus full
half year. Half year. The position would start September 1st.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So we're showing the full annual cost of the position, but what the position
just for this year.
That is just benefits and salary to the end of the year, starting September 1st.
And again, the offset is we have savings in the part-time payroll.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other discussion? Well, actually, you're going to have those savings next year in the part-time line, too, right?
Correct.
That's what I like to hear.
Budget office is on that.
Who's in charge of that budget office?
Don't know. I'm the commissioner.
All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anybody against? All right, 252, 53. 252 and 3. Can we bunch them together, TJ?
Sure, I'll do it.
Second on the, or can we have a second on that? Bunching those two together?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
That's on bunching.
All right.
Yeah, these shouldn't be bunched together. They're so totally different concepts. Like, I understood the last bunching, but can't we just take them one at a time? These two, talking about family and
stuff. 253, I just happened to look at the clock.
Let's
pull back your motion, TJ.
Okay,
I rescind my second.
I demove the leader.
All right. Okay, resolution 252, contracts entered by Family Woodstock. Moved by.
I'll move that.
Second.
Second.
Discussion on that.
252.
252. If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, 253. Contract of excess $50,000 entered by the county. Correctional Medical Care, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second.
Carl.
This is the one with $7 million.
Yep, it's for 3 years.
8 million.
All right, Carl.
All right. Thanks for bringing that out.
Mm-hmm. So it's a contract for medical services, and I'm curious because I don't know. Okay, these men or women are incarcerated.
Thank you.
Don't they qualify for Social Security or Medicaid? I mean, why do we have to fit the bill for their entire medical costs?
Some do, some don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because some qualify, some don't.
All of them, not all of them, baby. Sorry, no.
Oh, some do and some don't. So this is only a fraction of the cost.
We have a healthcare navigator that works with all the inmates now, trying to get them into healthcare. A lot do not qualify. We're responsible under state law to provide them mental care when they're in our custody.
That's
dental care. That's psychological.
Pregnancies. See, John, the unfunded mandates, John.
So if they don't get into, like, a health plan...
The unfunded mandates?
Out of pocket, per visit, to a doctor?
No, this actually covers the cost of the medical treatments under contract. Actually, this contract, if you look at past history, this contract just went out to bid. They were the selected bidder through the county process. It's actually cheaper this year than it was last year. The only thing we can't project are catastrophics. If we could, we'd be happy, but we can't. But that's the only thing that this cost is actually about $220,000 lower this year than it would have been last year.
It's got to be the food there.
Tracy?
It's also, just so you know, they're the same entity that handles Dutchess and Orange County, a few of the larger facilities in the state have proven.
Has this number gone up, though?
Hold on, James. Got to do a sequential order.
Tracy,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't see you down
there. It's okay. So the first question.
Hold on, Tracy. You're not next.
Nice.
Nah, you are.
So the are these real costs or is this an absolute cost or is an estimate based on what?
No, this is a real cost other than catastrophic, which we cannot. And I think you were in the legislature when we had Mr. Pissarro as the.
That's
and that's what we have now taken a lot of precautions not to go through that again because we are working with the healthcare navigators. We're getting them on Medicaid, Medicare, wherever they belong to pick up those calls.
So whether or not these health services are used, this is the cost.
Correct. And more so they're used than not used. The mental health end of it alone and the prescription end of it alone are astronomical if you were going to do it privately because they buy in bulk, they provide service in bulk. It's much cheaper for the county to contract the medical services out as a whole instead of putting their own employees with full benefits, which I think probably Jeanette and Richie are the only two people on the legislature that kind of maybe remember when we had our own doctors and it just becomes an enormous fee to the county.
Well, my follow-on question, which I know it's been discussed some in committee, but Medicaid has come up just at this table, but with the National Healthcare Reform Act, I mean, how is that going to affect it? I mean, there's a requirement that everyone have health insurance.
We're already working with navigators to get them into if they qualify for health care. If they do not, there's still going to be people that don't qualify for any type of health care because there's no income. So we're going to be providing them medical care that they need.
Well, those people would be on Medicaid.
And dental, too.
Correct. So, like, if they didn't qualify for any, they would be on Medicaid.
Correct.
So I'm confused.
Well, I think TJ could add something to that, can't you, TJ?
Yeah, a lot of that, we're working, Peter Lauren is working up something to do something within the county where we will look at, you know, who qualifies for the health care, with the Health Care Act and make that legislation such that we would have those guys, men and or women, signed up and do that. So we're working on that. He's just not, it's not where he wants it. And just one other thing. This isn't just about seeing a doctor because you have a sore throat. This incorporates sick call, you know, daily sick call, initial screenings, mental health screenings when a man or a woman first comes in the correctional facility and like that. So it's not like just a medical center type of thing. It's all the health issues that come about from the beginning of incarceration, during incarceration, until they are released.
And I don't know if you heard me before, but dental as well.
Yeah, I did.
Jeanette and then Jim.
Well, I don't recall. I must not have been here when the sheriff's office had their own physician in, because I don't recall that. But it would seem to me it would be a heck of a lot cheaper having a full-time physician, psychologist, dental.
I don't know about that. In today's standards?
Huh? What?
I don't know about that.
I mean, you're talking. Well, let's you know if we break it down, all right, to.
So 2.6 a year.
Yeah.
2.6 a year.
But don't forget pharmaceuticals, too, are included.
Yeah, that's big. But I really, you know, if we could get a breakdown of how many on a yearly basis, when they come in, how quickly do you get them on Medicaid? I mean, if you're eligible, it shouldn't.
This is new, so I don't think they're able to give us an idea of how it's going to break down yet. They've just started doing it.
What about, could we see last year's breakdown of all the treatments last year? I mean, that's what you're basically asking, to get a sense of, like, what it involves.
Treatments?
Frankie, do you get some kind of listing of last year's?
Denver Tampa.
If you could really just clarify, Jeanette, what you're looking for.
Well, I'm trying to understand when somebody comes into your facility, they're obviously not working. I mean, so
not
if you're
true.
Not working.
Not true.
Not true.
Not true at all.
No, let's say you.
Well, as long as they're serving,
for
they're not
DWI.
Working.
Not necessarily.
You're going to come into the facility.
A weekend? Yeah.
You're going to get medically screened as soon as you come in because we have to.
Right.
You can't bring anything else into
your
the population.
Process. Yeah.
So you come in, you're medically screened. So right there is a doctor visit. Right there are tests that are
yeah.
Right there are you on prescriptions? You are, okay, what are you on? and we checked with your doctor. Now we're providing you your prescriptions because nobody's bringing their own in. And we all know the cost of prescriptions, they are not cheap. So over 60% of the population is on some type of prescription.
24-hour nursing as well.
Well, how? What percentage is on Medicaid then? If you know the percentage,
less than half.
Well, can you give us some kind of figures by next week, just so people understand it a little bit more?
Well, it's in flux as we speak. We have
all right. I think we're looking for get some kind of idea of the cost of $2.6 million on a yearly basis. How much is it for medical treatment at the first time visits? How much is for prescriptions? How much is it for various other things that you have?
Well, but it's a contract. But I guess we could.
I think whoever's bidding on these contracts, they need some kind of gauge in order to put a bid in. So I'm sure there's some numbers here.
It all went through the contract process, but we're sure we can get it from basically what you're
looking for.
There's options to renew this contract, too.
Gotcha.
Prices in there. Susie, do you have there's options to renew the contracts in Schedule B? I thought I printed them out, but I didn't. Do you have it with you?
I think I gave Janet basically what she's looking for.
Well, there's also, the options to renew, because I think that the contract is also based on the pricing. I'd be curious to see what the options to renew are for them.
Hold on. Jim, Tracy, and Ken.
Frank and Jim.
We've got to move this along, though. Let's go.
I remember 3 years ago when we had Mr. Pissarro, and I think it was the last time this contract came before the legislature. What was the total? I think it was a one-year deal. That's what I'm looking for. Right now it's $2.6 million a year. What was it 3 years ago? Was it?
I don't have that number right now.
And it came to light because of the extensive medical costs.
It was probably, if it's 2.6 now, it's probably $200 million or $2 million. Because they said it was.
Is that what you need? Just a ballpark where we were. You know, how much is this contract?
How about if I just send that to the entire committee?
For the next 3 years.
Yes, but I don't know what it is, so I don't know if that's what it is. Okay. I was just going to say.
All right, let's go. Tracy?
Yeah, because what I'd love to see is. Not, I know you can't project forward, but what I'd love to know, and this is a projection forward, what I'd love to know is, like, let's look at last year and tell me how many doctor's visits, how many prescriptions written, how many different patients seen. You know, just there must be a breakdown against the actual cost. So I'd like to see a real cost passed, not the...
I doubt if you'd have that.
You're telling me that we don't keep a record of how many...
Well, I tell you what, whoever had the contract last year has a record.
Oh, yeah.
How can it not be?
I mean, somebody has a record.
If there's not records, I have a real problem with
it. You're getting into medical treatment.
You wouldn't log where
you could black out names. I'm not interested in names.
In your file, but the jail may not.
You probably can't get that.
I'm not interested in names. You absolutely could tell. If you can't tell us when we're being asked to spend millions of dollars, we spent how much last year and how many patients did they see? How many prescriptions did they write?
How many
whatever?
We don't
know that. We don't know what we
spent. So you're not
looking by staging. I don't care about their names. Okay. Just numbers.
All right. Before we go any further.
I was just going to say there's been an issue. I did ask for that type of information. When they pay their bills, they actually pay for part of Dutchess, part of us. So I actually have information for everything on the catastrophics because we need to see that to resubmit for anybody who is eligible for Medicaid to get reimbursed. Unfortunately, that this system did stop, and hence now we have the new Health Care Act where everybody's going to be screened and put on Medicaid prior, and Medicaid's going to be paying for the hospital, et cetera. So the breakdown of what we pay monthly is based off of the contract. And it's not necessarily broken down by this many hospital visits. But I'm sure they have all of their information. It's extensive records, but I'm sure that they could, come up with something.
It would be important information, especially when the fee is the fee, regardless of how many people we see. I mean, they're making an estimate based on
the changes
based on Medicaid.
All right, listen, just get out some information regarding. You know, we need.
Just
we know that,
for clarity.
The clarity is that we need to have numbers in the past of what it was categorized in each area.
No problem getting that.
Okay.
Tracy, if you could just send me a simple email of what you're looking for.
I will. Okay.
CC the entire committee, so okay. Everybody's on board. If you have additional, please send it to me. Okay. I will send it to the provider and have it back to you.
All right. Jim and Ken.
Jimmy's looking for previous year.
Right, and that's what you're getting, previous year.
That should be really easy to get.
Yeah, I just remember this coming through before. Now we're at 2.6 million. What were we 3 years ago? How much has this increased over time?
And go another step further, what that 2.6 was, you know, combined of various visits and various other things. Jim, you have a question? Or your question answered? Ken, quickly?
Yeah, I have two quick questions. First one is, we're mentioning Medicaid, but if individuals who are incarcerated have private insurance, is that available?
That's what's correct.
And the number that's shown here, is that a gross number paid to the provider, or is it a net number after figuring out reimbursements?
It's a gross number.
So if it's a gross number, then you have a separate account that the Medicaid and insurance revenues are coming into. Is that revenue being used to offset this contract in the same budget line, or is that being placed elsewhere in the budget?
You know, Bert?
Separate revenue.
It's separate revenue.
Yep.
So this is a total cost, and you have revenue coming in to offset this number.
Yep. Right.
Correct? That correct statement?
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes into the same account?
$10,000?
No, not the same account. It goes into a revenue.
Well, that's directly related to this account.
All right. So also, Frank, get a number of the gross amount and your revenue, and what's the net of those two last year?
The revenue that comes back is better to come from the finance office than us, because we don't say it.
Okay. Fine. So he'll give you that number. And then it offset the total number. One last question. This
what's
is it.
The average daily population in the gym? 370-ish.
360, 370.
Yeah. Well, he said only about half are on Medicaid.
Cap, you got a question?
Hold on.
One question at a time, please.
Once they're sentenced, do you guys continue to pay until they're moved, or does the state take over that cost?
$600 a day.
Until they're moved. And quite honestly, we're not where we used to be.
Yeah.
Counselor, they're moving them pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah. So that's going to be.
You're not a state inmate until you get a number.
Yep. All right. Any other questions? Resolution 253. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Right.
Anybody against?
I mean, I'd like to see this information.
Okay. I mean, this is just bringing it to the floor. You can vote against it on the floor.
All right.
See, if we did 252 and 3 together, we wouldn't be this far along. All right, Resolution 254, appropriating funds from insurance recovered for the repair of Sheriff's Patrol vehicle, amending the Ulster County budget. Move.
Move.
Second. Any discussion?
Can I ask what happened to the vehicle?
The vehicle was parked at an investigation of a car accident.
Read the resolution.
During the winter storm.
Right.
Yep.
Another vehicle lost control, spun around about 3 or 4 times, and hit the parked patrol car.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
255, appropriating funds from the district attorney forfeiture reserve account. Amending the budget. Move.
Move it.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, Resolution 256, amending Ulster County budget to account for unused grant funds, Department of Social Services.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Second, discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
257, 58, 59, 60, can we bunch them?
Yeah, I'll move we bunch them.
Second?
Second.
All right.
Make a bunch of.
All in favor, say aye.
We're bunching those. I don't like the idea of bunching. When it's all youth bureau, I can go for it. But just.
All right.
All right. 57. Gateway Community Industries Social Services.
I'm over.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
58. Jewish Board of Family Children Services, Department of Social Services.
No,
any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
59. Contract in excess of $50,000 entered by the county, John Mullins, Rigging and Hauling, Department of Public Works.
Move. Move it.
Did that go out to bid?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
second.
Lowest bidder. Lowest bidder.
Lowest responsible bidder.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. My bad.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
260. Contract amendment in excess of $50,000 to Buddy County by K&P Facility Maintenance, Buildings and Grounds.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Is this at the same, is it extending the term at the same price, or is there an increase in price?
Anybody know? Anybody know?
It's an increased funding, but so I'm assuming it's an increase, but I don't see what the increase is.
All right. Bert will have that next week.
Wait,
Susie. Susie, you have it?
Well, I thought I had it. The total of the contract is now 221, and that was
the 3 years. Sue, can you speak a little louder, please?
According to the summary sheet, it started in June of 2012, so it's 13, 14, it's 321,000, and this one is 142, so it looks to me like it's a little less than the first year, but I don't have the full contract, so I can say exactly.
Sue, you and Bert, look into it. Let us know next week.
No.
Thank you. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, 261, amending Capital Project 408 for purchase of public equipment, highway equipment, Capital Project, Department of Public Works. Moved.
Move it.
There's a listing of what it is, why it is. Who seconded? I'm sorry. Jim? Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
262, amending project 408. Purchase.
It's not our thing. It's a bond.
63, okay. So it's going to be a long roll next week. 67. 267.
No, we're looking at 263.
No, I'm sorry. 263. 263. It's the Bailey's Bridge. Construction phase, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute agreements, certifications, or reimbursements, requests for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County.
Where is it, Mr. Chairman?
263.
I know, but what? Where is the bridge?
Bailey's Bridge. Who knows where Bailey's Bridge is?
Oh, located? I see. Denning Road.
It's over the River Kwai.
County Denning.
All right, who moved it?
Okay. I'll move it.
TJ, Jim, second. Discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
267.
Wow.
Or 264 is holding for a bond. 267. Authorize a reacquisition of residential property to original owner, Department of Finance. Moved by.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? Bert will answer any questions. Nope. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, 268, declaring certain county-owned real property located in the town of Warsing, acquired by the county through the Greater Casco Flood Remediation Program to be surplus property, authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to sell said property to the highest bidder at a public auction, Section 215.
So moved.
Move. Second. We got, what do we get change on this?
268. There was a general amendment to the declaration.
Where?
Yeah, I'll second it.
No, you're seconding it? All right.
We have to move the amendment.
No, that's okay.
All right, before we move it, hold on 1 second, Sue. We got to add this amendment. Whereas said review resulted in a finding and determination that the program would not have a significant adverse environmental impact, and further resolving the opinion, filing of a negative declaration pursuant to 6 New York State CRR Part 617, 12, and...
Yeah, I just wrote all that down.
Gotcha. Yes. You have a copy.
Everybody has a copy. Older. It was a late amendment because it was already declared. The negative declaration was already declared. So it's a technical amendment
Where? Came from contract management today.
Where is it?
I put it.
You have a separate
highlight?
Resolution
oh, here,
in your packet.
Yeah. Page 3?
In the packet. In
the,
it's probably in your folder,
Jeanette. Oh, that's one I got.
No. Yeah, but no, it's separate, Jeanette. It's all by itself. All by itself.
In the folder.
Jeanette, it's a piece, it's four pieces of paper.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, let's make a motion to have that included, that amendment included.
I'll move to include the amendment as written.
Second?
Second.
Okay, now we have discussion. Sue?
I just was going to explain what the meeting was. When we first drafted this resolution, we categorize the activity of selling these properties off as a type 2, I think. But when this program first came into being back in 2012, all of that was already done. There was an ag deck that was adopted by this legislature. The resolution number is in there. I think it was number 60 from 2012 or something. So it had already been done. So we just took it out and took the information from the prior resolution. That's really all. It just had to do with secret.
Okay, just everybody's clarified. There was other that paragraph. There was Sue just mentioned that, and there's also on the second resolve some wording that had to be included into that amendment. All right, everybody has a copy in front of them. All the one that's highlighted in black, real dark black, should be included as an amendment.
No, that was in there.
That was in there in the original.
The word "us" in there was supposed to be used. That's what changed. That whole dark paragraph was in there to be.
It's in the original.
No, he's talking about. He just read the one paragraph.
I just read the one. There's two other areas.
There was language stricken.
Oh, I
thought it was. All right. So anything that amended to be in the dark bold print, TJ made that amendment to have that included into the resolution, right, TJ?
Yes, sir.
And who seconded it?
I did.
Mary Beth seconded. All right. All in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye. How about in favor of the amendment, also the resolution? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Who seconded the resolution?
TJ and Mary Beth.
Mary Beth. Pick and choose. Whatever.
Resolution 270, establishing a policy to accept bids in electronic format.
Move it.
Second.
Discussion?
It's legal to do that. Did I ask for a turn?
Say again, I'm sorry.
The 270, establishing a policy to accept bids in an electronic format. Is that, you looked at it, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's legal, legality of it.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
271, approving the memorandum of agreement between the County of Ulster and Ulster County Dairy for Insurers. Please. PBA for the Sheriff's Office of Review.
What?
Well,
oh, it's yeah, all right. That's
a contract.
Yeah, the one covering 2008 through 2009.
Who's in the
Superior
Officer?
Wow.
Lieutenant's on the book. Lieutenant, Detective Lieutenant. Captain.
Bert, what was the percentage increase or what was it?
It was the same as the PBA. Original arbitration. I could give you those numbers. I don't have it right in front of me.
All right.
I think it's in the resolution.
Well, they're still negotiating.
I thought they were in arbitration.
They are.
Are they?
This was an arbitration.
This was a settled arbitration in 08 and 09 with PBA.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Superior Office's unit related to that PBA contract.
All right. Any discussion?
Same agreement.
Bert will get us the numbers next week. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, who moved it?
I moved it.
Mary Beth, your second?
Yes.
Actually, the next few pages show the difference in pay.
Yeah.
I thought it was in the resolution.
It's in there.
Yep. Okay, discussion only, 234, which we did. Any new business? Hold on 1 second. 235. What's 235? What are we doing with this?
I'm trying.
You are trying.
You don't have 235. 235.
No, that's in your packet. That's just in the plain old packet.
Okay. So all right, everybody should have a.
You'll need that for caucus. Sorry.
You should have budget amendment reports. You should have revenue reports that were emailed to you and expense reports. Any questions on those items? If not, any new business? If not, the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you for coming. Have a nice evening.
Yeah, like we're leaving.
Who wants it? Here. I printed them out.
Netherlands, Argentina, 0-0.
Wow, that you don't want that? Yeah, I got it too.
Oh my
Victoria.
God.
How
easy it was for them. That's okay. I hope they're alive by the end of the year.
I think I saw people checking yesterday.
Bert?